This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. President Joe Biden opened the first overseas trip of his term Wednesday with a declaration that the United States is back as he seeks to reassert the nation on the world stage and steady European allies deeply shaken by his predecessor. Speaking to U.S. troops at Royal Air Force Base Mildenhall in England, President Biden said his trip is about strengthening bonds and standing up to Moscow's aggression.
This is my first overseas trip as President of the United States. I'm heading to the G7, then to the NATO ministerial, and then to meet with Mr. Putin to let him know what I want him to know.
Biden has set the stakes for his 8-day trip in sweeping terms, believing the West must publicly demonstrate it can compete economically with China as the world emerges from the coronavirus pandemic. It is also an open repudiation of his predecessor Donald Trump, who scorned alliances and withdrew from a global climate change agreement that Biden has since rejoined. A Moscow court has outlawed the organizations founded by Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny by labeling them extremist, the latest move in a campaign to silence dissent and bar Kremlin critics from running for parliament in September. The ruling sends a tough message 1 week before President Vladimir Putin holds a summit meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden in Geneva. The Moscow City Court's ruling, effective immediately, prevents people associated with Navalny's Foundation for Fighting Corruption and his sprawling regional network from seeking public office. Many of Navalny's allies had hoped to run for parliament. The extremism label also carries lengthy prison terms for activists who have worked with the organizations.